Blog Talk Radio.
Grudge Inc. is taking it to another level. Coming in 2013, all of your auto performance needs can be found in one location. Grudge Inc. will be launching an online auto parts store catering specifically to your auto performance needs. Being available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store wants to be your number one online shop site. 2013, get ready for Grudge Inc.'s Grudge Store. More details to follow soon.
All right, what's going on? This is your host, JB. It's another week on the show, DMV Stand Up. We got some things going on this weekend. We got a race down in Florida where we got some DMV heavy hitters going to take on. We got Kenny Beecham headed out to Florida, going to get that money, bring it back with that beautiful Camaro. Then we got I've heard some other people that they're not sure yet, but I also know William Brown is headed out that area too. So, I mean, Florida look like it's going to be some heavy action this weekend at Baldy's event out there in Orlando. So, hey, man, if y'all looking for something to do, definitely head out Orlando. It's going to be some definite grudge action. I don't know of any races locked in yet, but I know there are a lot of people headed out there right now. This show, I just kept thinking. I was like, man, you know, so many people hitting me up on the page. Look, you know, I said, what do y'all want to see next year as far as, you know, shootouts? Do you want to see more shootouts, more 10-5 action, more back half, more 28, more 29? And it just kept coming up that the boys really want to see, you know, the 28s and the 29s. So, you know, today, contacted Petey, I contacted Brian Davis, and I contacted Corey Swanstrom, Little Country. I contacted a couple other people to see, you know, what they want to see next year. You know, a lot of people are leaving the bracket and the class racing and getting into that No Time 28, No Time 29. So, look, I'm going to open up everybody, any microphone, anybody that wants to step in and give me some insight on anything they want to see happen next year. And just tell me, I mean, out there right now, what's the baddest class you think? I mean, right now, I'm going to be honest with you, the 28s and the 29s, I mean, every other week I'm hearing about a 28 race or 29s or, I mean, even the 8.5, that's a class that's coming out there now. So, I mean, hey, there's so many out there, and we got a couple races next year. I'm hoping Petey get on here. I mean, he got some races going on in ATCO. I think there's some races going on in Florida, and I even think Brian Davis got some races out there in the Midwest. So hopefully these people call in tonight and give us a heads up on what's going on in 2014. But I got one microphone opening right now, and I think it's no other than the one they call the Running Bear. Is that Running Bear?
Yes, sir. What's going on?
What's going on, Running Bear, man? I'm just on here, you know, like I said, a lot of people have been asking about some things they want to see next year, and I know, you know, some people have said they want to see more, you know, going back to the old days of shootouts and, you know, back there when it was, you know, match racing and stuff like that. And then I got people saying that the 28s and the 29s, and then, you know, you got people talking about the back halves, and, you know, it's just so many classes out there. And, I mean, I'm just trying to, you know, I'm trying to see where everybody wants to see next year. I mean, you know, see, because the thing is, it's grudge racing isn't just for, you know, a race between two people that met at the track and say, hey, man, I want to try you. Let's lock this money in. I mean, there's so much stuff out there, man. You got to, like I was telling somebody the other day, I just got a DVD from Texas, and, man, they do them 8.5-inch tire cars out there getting busy. So, I mean, it's so many classes out there that, I mean, I just want to see what people really want to see next year.
Yeah, I know what you mean, man. There's a lot of classes out there, but I'm trying to figure out, you know, where did a 28 and 29-inch tall tire shoot out? Where did that come from, man? I mean, I don't understand why everybody is pushing the 28 and 29. I mean, you know, because if they open the field up to a bigger tire, they have a bigger field.
But, I, hey, I, I can see where you're coming from. I can see where you're coming from, and I mean, I think, you know, I think there are some people out there. You know, I did hear somebody say that, you know, they were looking for, like, I mean, I know there's some cars out there that are on, you know, bigger than 29, 31, 32s. You know, I think it goes back to saying, you know, I think the back half category has become a little far-fetched for some of the cars that are called back halves. That's what I kind of think, that they need another class for back halves that, you know, say, for instance, your car. You are a back half, but you are small block, and you're on one system, and you're not, you know, you're not as light as some of these other cars. So I understand what you're saying. I think you're feeling like there needs to be a class for the guys who aren't on a 28 and a 29, but they are back half, but they aren't as light as some of these back halves. That's what you're trying to – I think that's what you're trying to say.
I'm working on something, man. Hopefully I can get it together. If I can get it together, I'm looking for 10 guys that got small block, back half, one carburetor, and one stage of nitrous, and I wanted to put on a shootout for them. No-time shootout, and I'm looking for them to, you know, each participant pay I'm looking for 8 to 10 guys that want to do this and willing to pay $200 to get in the shootout. If you know anybody like that and they're willing to pay, and they're not scared because I got a 31 and they got a 29. Now, it's going to be open to any stock suspension car as long as you're a small block with one stage of nitrous with one carburetor. You know, because some of them guys run just as good as everybody else do. You know, I wanted to put together something like that for this year. If I can get the first one off, then I can get two more of them off. But I need at least 10 guys that won't back out and not scared to race because they got a 28 install tire and I got a 31 install tire.
Hey, I totally understand what you're saying. So basically what you're saying, you're looking for some guys that have a back half, but a small block back half, you know, single carburetor on nitrous. You're looking for the guys, let's be honest, you're looking for guys like, I guess, Hell Yeah, that's one.
Hell,
I can say he, perfect idea. Kenny
Beecham. Yeah, because, see, Kenny got two stages, but Kenny told me he's willing to take one stage off and run like that, you know. So I'm looking for that kind of people. That caliber of people that's not scared to run, you know, as long as they got like I said, it can be a stock suspension with one stage of nitrous. But, you know, some of them boys, you know, got some small bikes up there with nitrous on them, and they stock suspension, and they get busy real good, too, you know.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, there are some people. I think even if you put that out there, running bare, that's what you're looking for. I think if you put that out there and say if you had two or three cars on 20, you know, 29, 31, 30, say if they're on big tire, I mean, I think that you'll get a couple people, if the money right, that'll take that gamble and say, look, I'm sitting on the 28, but hell with it. I mean, I'll take that gamble because, I mean, you know, at the end of the day, everybody gambling now. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, I went to a race not too long ago, but it was 28s with the 29s. It was no separation. It was not like, oh man, shit, he got an inch bigger tire than me. He got a bigger motor. It was like, you know, hey, we got to run with these boys. But the thing was, the funniest thing happened. A 28-inch tire car won that event. So an inch of tire, you know, people can say this and that. I mean, to some people will go out there and take that gamble on that inch of tire. But, I mean, that's just to each his own. But I think you got a good, you know, you came up with something that, I mean, like you say, if you get 10 cars and everybody, say people willing to put up, I don't know, 50 to 100. I mean, say truthfully, if somebody willing to put up 50 to 100, and, I mean, each car put up that money, and you got a 10-car field, you know, if you put up 100, that's $1,000 to win. That's just right off the bat. And then, I mean, if it's 50, that's 500. So, I mean, I guess if you had a 10-car minimum, and say at the, you know, at the most you're at 20, I mean, that's $2,000 to win. So, I mean, I guess you, you know, everybody, you got a good idea that, I mean, you know, there are some cars out there, such as yourself, that don't fit into some of these other categories. Like, I mean, you fit into a back half category, but let's be honest. I mean, your car, your small block one system, you can't go out there and say, hey, man, I'm going to try to run Scoot. I mean, that's just, that's not even.
Yeah, it can't happen. I mean, it won't happen because I don't stand a chance in hell to go out there and run a J.C. Richards or a Scoot, you know, or Donye.
A Big
know,
Sexy. Or, yeah, that's just, I mean, that's you being honest. And that's you speaking the truth. That's not you saying, oh, well, shit, I'll go out there and gamble. That's a hell of a gamble, man. I mean, that's just, you know. And, I mean, let me ask you something, though, Running Bell. Say if you had somebody, let's just be honest, because I know he's on here somewhere, too. Say if the Man of Steel wanted to get in something like that. Now, I mean, he is big block. Now, he's all metal, back half. On 31, would he be able to fit in something like that? If he won stage, would he be able to fit in that? Because I know he's the same way you are right now with what you're saying. You know,
yeah. Due to the fact that the Man of Steel is a big block, no, he won't fit in that category. But if the Man of Steel wasn't giving me the back tie, I would run him head up. I mean, I'd run him like that. See what I'm saying? I can't run with the Man of Steel. If I wanted to run Man of Steel, then he would have to give me something because of my car. I mean, you know, I know how my car runs. I know how his car runs. I figure I would stand a pretty good chance. There'd be a good race at the finish line if he gave me the back. Gave me the kick or the back tire in the eighth of a mile. You know, but as far as what I'm trying to do. He wouldn't fit in the category because he got a big block.
And I truly understand what you're saying. I mean, that's just how you. I mean, you're being honest about it. I mean, that's just how you. You're trying to make a category for the small blocks, and I mean, you're trying to make a category for truthfully, you know, the small block back half cars. And I mean, that's something that should work. I mean, you know, hopefully, you know, Running Bell, I mean, you know, putting it out there, you know, I'm going to put it out there on the page. I mean, hopefully somebody take it and be like, hey, man, you know, I'm going to try it. Hell with it. But, you know, I'm going to put it out there for you. But the thing is, I mean, I think there's some people out there that, you know, that will try it, you know?
Yeah, I got five guys that called me today, and they're willing to do it. I just need five more. If I get five more, that's willing to do it and stand up to what they say they're going to do. And so we can get this first one off the ground. We get this first one off the ground, and then, you know, it might be two more down the road. And then once people see that these cars, they're not going to run away with nobody. You know, anybody can stand a chance of winning, you know. But, you know, like my cars, I mean, it looks light, but it ain't light. It's a 2,700-pound Camaro. And I go out there and run with some big blocks, but, you know, I'm going to get most guys run against me. We've got big blocks, you know, I just outdrive them. I mean, such as, you know, Tony Bynes, when I whooped him, you know, I outdrove him. You know, I mean, it was just my days when it came to him. But, you know, I had no business beating him in the style. He made some mistakes. So when he made the mistake, I didn't, you know. But there's small blocks, back halves out there that weigh 2,600 pounds. And, they can run soot and one stage nitrous and one carburetor, and I would like to get these guys together and you know, put on a show.
Okay. Well, hey, whoever's on the line, if you would like to press the button, the one button, and get in on that, if you got a car like Running Bell said, if you a back half car and you small block and you on nitrous. Go ahead and push that one button, because, I mean, you know, that, like I said, I know there's people out there that, you know, fit in that category. They may be back half, but let's just be honest. The back half, you don't see many small block back half. So basically what he's looking for are the small block back half cars on nitrous. So if anybody's on here right now that sits like that, go ahead and press that one button, because, like I said, you got an hour and 45 minutes, And I'm going to be on here the whole time. Running Bear is putting out a call out for all the boys who are back half small block on nitrous. So if you on here and you listening, and like I said, if you on here and you listening and you, you know, you got a back half and you want to try to take a shot at that money, go ahead and push that one button. So what? Hey, what's hey, Running Bear? Any of y'all going to Florida this weekend?
No, I'm laying low, man. I got to take my motor out next month, and well, I should have done it, but I'm paying the car right now. I'm gonna take my motor out and have it freshen up because I ran it pretty hard this year, and has some new rings and stuff put in it, so I can be ready for March.
Oh, okay, so you getting all freshed up for next year?
Yeah. I don't need to wait till it breaks down until and something happened to it. So, but every 2 years I try to freshen it up.
I hear that. That's hey, you always gotta get her back. You know, always gotta get her back.
Yeah. I noticed I didn't lose no ET this past year, but I lost 3 miles per hour, so I wanted to find out where that went to.
Oh, okay. So the car's still making the power and everything. So you didn't lose no ET, but you're just trying to keep it fresh.
Yeah. I you know, I'm a firm believer in maintenance. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I don't want to wait to the last minute, then something happened to it in the middle of the season. I wanted to make sure. I like to run my motor for 2 years, and then I freshen them up, you know, if nothing happened to them. Most of the time, I can, with my engine builder, he tells me what's wrong, and I just fix what's wrong, you know. And I'm going to put new rings and new burns, and I'm going to get all that done and have it done before March and be ready to run in March.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. So you gonna get it all freshened up and be ready for some action in March.
Yeah, because I really want to bust hell yeah in the ass.
Oh Lord, yeah, I know that's right. He been right quiet these last couple weeks. I ain't really seen old hell yeah on here. He used to be a you know a everyday person, but I see we got a microphone about to open. Let's see. I think I know who this is, and I'm glad he got on here tonight because somebody wants to ask him a question. I don't know what this question is, but is that the slut?
Yep.
What, hey, Dwayne? What is this? What do you think? What is Tessie? What is old Popeye talking about?
What are you talking about?
He put a comment. I don't know if you saw it. Said something about you and him have to talk. He had something he had to straighten out. Well, I don't know, but here he go right now. Let's see what I don't know what he talking about, but let's go. Is that Popeye?
You got that right.
Hey, what's going on, Popeye? So what's going on?
Got a phone call this week, D-Rod, and we trying to confirm something here.
All right.
Somebody said we put you running for $2,500. Where'd that come from?
Man, we're supposed to be getting paid to show up or some stuff like that. I don't know. I got the same call this week too.
Oh, okay, yeah,
because I was told that people up in New Jersey, all the way down to Florida, know about me and the slut put run this week. Coming in April, and I'm trying to find out what's going on. I mean, because we hadn't even said nothing about no money or nothing. How much we push around for?
No, see that's somebody I don't know. I haven't even I was on the radio show just like y'all were, and no money was there. Wasn't talk about the money, you know, the money about
right.
How it's gonna get and how much it's gonna get to. There was talk
right.
About yeah, this is locked in, you know, there's a locked
yep.
In race. But like y'all both said, nobody on here never heard about any money. So I mean, I think that's just somebody, you know, I don't know who that is, but.
That might be a good thing. Y'all might want to leave that one alone, but y'all need to talk in person and let that $2,500 ride for everybody else. It might be a good thing.
Me and Papa know what we about to race for. You know what I mean? We're a leader. If any money like that gonna be better, it's gonna be better on the side. It's gonna be for the side people.
Damn.
Yeah.
y'all know what y'all gonna do. And somebody put the word out, 2,500 there. Well, maybe somebody else is gonna do some betting. But y'all know what y'all gonna do. Might be a good thing. Get the people there. Right.
Hey, I'm gonna be honest with both of y'all. When I now that site, the DMV site, right now, is everybody, you know, once being that I'm an admin on the site now, everybody has been talking, you know, because, you know, you got people, hey, man, I'm with the slut. I'm with this. I'm with that.
Right.
I've been hearing people saying they with Popeye. Man, I'm going to tell you, you want the reason that's going to be a damn good race is because both of y'all sit the damn. See, this is the thing, the best thing about it. Everybody cry. They be like, oh, man, no, no, I don't sit like that. Both of y'all sit on the same size tile. Y'all both got big blocks, and y'all both ready to go out there and, you know, go head up. It ain't no asking for nothing. It's a head-up race.
Yeah, me and Papa already agree. We've been said that, man. Me and him are the best race that's going to happen. I mean, match for match. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, and he's a
great guy, man. You know what I mean? I wouldn't want to race nobody else but somebody like that, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, go ahead.
No, you hit it dead on the head. You said what I was going to say. The best thing about it, let's be honest, he came out to our show, this year, and he came from South Carolina. He didn't win a race, but the man, he didn't cry, he didn't bicker, and he took a race that, I mean, I'm going to be honest, he even told me, he said, man, I shouldn't even be doing this. That's why I respect you, Papa. You basically said, you know what, I done came this far. And the race,
yeah.
You know, you and Dwayne was supposed to do something, but Dwayne had a problem with the car. Hey, that happened. But the thing is,
right.
You came down here, you took a race, you were like, man, fuck it, I'm a try. And you took a race. But the thing is, you didn't cry, you didn't bitch, you didn't, oh, man, fuck this, That's what I'm saying. That's racing. That's grudge racing. That's y'all left all that stuff on the track. And just for that, that's the thing. We going to come out to South Carolina. We going to come out there with y'all. So, I mean,
right.
Now it's time for us to go ahead and get in our shit and go party with y'all. So if
right.
It's time for the slut and Popeye to do their thing, it's going to be April 26th.
Right. I agree.
Yeah, I mean, like I said, I just, this 2,500 stuff, I mean, like I said, me and him ain't never... I know me and him talk personally, and both of us ain't around for that kind of money. You know what I mean?
Here's
the thing. You know, when them races get out there like that, I know because it happened to me. I'm supposed to run a guy for $500. Next thing I know, it was $1,500. And, but... I didn't have no problem with coming up with the $1,500, but, you know, if you got friends like I got friends, everybody wants to get in. So you may not rumble up $500.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get your friends out there, they want to put a little bit in, and their Popeye friends and the Slut friends to get out there. You know, you might end up running for $2,500 or $1,500. You don't know. But the only thing you know is that you and that man got way for whatever price that y'all going to set. You know, matter of fact, I'm coming down. That's the reason I want to freshen my motor up because I want to come down. And I might want to put a few dollars in somewhere. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right?
Hey, Running Bear, I'm a, somebody just messaged me. He must be listening, but somebody said you got the back tire whenever you want it.
Hey, look, let me tell you something. I don't know who that is, but if I ask you for the back tire, then I want it. But if you offer it to me, I'm going to take it.
Okay, because you know that Man of Steel, the Man of Steel I was talking about was G Money, and he said he just emailed me, what's happening? And he said, tell him he can, and this is straight out of his mouth, and he can get the back tire anytime.
That sounds like a winner there.
Okay, well, hey. All right, well, shoot. Huh? Well, I'm gonna go ahead and I'm gonna tell him. Let me see. He was. Let's see if old man is still gonna get on tonight. I know he probably putting armor all on his tires on his trailer. That's the only person I know that come to the track with armor all on everything.
Yeah.
Yeah, we. Here we go. We got. Let's see. We got another microphone that's opened up. I know who it is because I can hear pizza being made in the background. Cause I know who it is.
What's up, JB?
I ain't doing nothing, man. What's going on?
What's going on? Just working, man. That's about it. Getting ready, lining up for next season. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, man. I was talking to a guy, just opened his mic, and I was talking, and the thing is, next year is going to be big, and the thing right off the bat, I'm going to tell you right off the bat, April we're going out South Carolina, but March, Mike Hill giving you a big one right off the bat. And man, it's the thing is, this is why I like grudge racing. The boys from the Midwest, the boys from the DMV, they already talking about, racing, but that's later on in the season. But these boys are talking about, hey, man, being that we all from the North, because Detroit, all it, being that we from Team North, let's go ahead and team up and go take the boys from the South money on March. So it's looking kind of, it's getting kind of scary for March already.
Right. Hmm. But on that 26th, though, I believe there's two races on the 26th, correct?
Well, April 26th, there's two races, and like I said, this is how it happened. And you can ask, but the way that happened was, we had been talking to Corey Barnes for a while, and the thing is, he had already told us about his race, and then we found out about another race not too far after that, so that's what happened. So it's almost like we had given somebody a go-ahead on theirs and then found out about another one the week after. So, yeah. We just, let's see, we got another microphone open. Let's see who this is. 404-993-1593. Your microphone's open. Who are we talking with? 404 area code 993-1593. Your microphone is open. All right, I guess they went on mute, but yeah, Stefano, that's basically what happened, man. We had gotten some calls from Corey, and me and Carlos, we had already given him an okay to, hey man, we coming down there. And then Extreme and them, I fuck with Extreme and them too. The thing is, they posted the week after saying, hey man, we got some in Piedmont. And that's what happened. It's like, man, another race on the same day. And I mean, a lot of boys were like, hey man, they done already set up a race. Like I said, we taking, the slut locked in with Papa. And then I think Wicked Bird is going to probably run a car called the Bandit. And now, there's another race being talked about now. One of Popeye's boys, I don't know, is UPS or something. I don't know what this fucker's name is. But he on there. Popeye know this guy. We gonna go down there and get that money. So, what do you think, Popeye? You think we got a chance with APS? I know you're on here, Papa. I know. I can hear the spinach in your breath. Oh, he must have went on mute real quick. But yeah, they talking like they got a 28-inch tire car down there that wants some of Kenny Beecham, so he might just get that.
Right. I might have a small block for Running Bear.
Oh, okay.
Remember, from Red Alert, Carmen with the Red Mistress. He should small block with one gun.
Running Bear, there you go.
I am. See, I wish I had known that because what I'm really coming down there for is see, if I, if I ain't got locked in place when I come down there. Then I'm coming down to running that.
Oh, no, no. See, Running Bear, what he's saying is whenever you want to do your – see, this boy is from Philly. Yeah.
Outside
see, remember,
of Philly, get that straight.
Out, yeah. You know when you were at Capitol? You know when the last race at Capitol?
Yeah. I was supposed
there
to run hell, yeah. I had a problem with
there,
my car, yeah.
There was a red Mustang there, red with like a black scoop. It said Red Alert on the back of it. That's the car he's talking about.
Okay.
Yeah, that's one of my boys, and it's just like you're looking for. So
yep,
I might be able to talk him into something.
Small block, one stage, one operator.
Small
yes,
block,
sir.
One stage.
He might have two, but I'm sure he'd be willing to take one stage off.
I mean, yeah, well, I, you know, everybody got two. I got two, but I usually don't run but one. You know,
right.
I'll be willing
yeah.
to unhook one stage.
Where, Running Bear, where's your race going to be at? Where's that going to be at?
Well, once I get 10 guys, 8 or 10 guys, then, you know, if I get these guys to call me and say, yeah, they want to do it, it's either going to be at Dinwiddie Motorsport Park or it's going to be in Richmond or it may be at Capitol.
All right. Well, you keep me in the loop or whatever, and I'll pass that by him when I talk to him tomorrow and see if he's interested in, you know, committing to that, something like that. Like I said, down in, you know, what do you call it, that one track is a little far for us. That's an 11, 12, 13-hour ride for us. That's in Carolina, right? That's in the Carolinas, right?
Yeah, that's
you're talking about down in Carolina, yeah.
He,
that's
yeah, Dunwoody's down in Carolina, right?
No, Dunwoody's in Virginia.
Oh, is it really? Okay.
Yeah,
yeah.
GM Motorsports Park. Hey, Running Bear, I used to remember. Now, I don't know. You might be able to help me because Stefano's been looking hard for some all-motor big block action. Not no big, you know, we ain't looking. He's not looking for no 700-800-inch 5.3 setups or nothing. Stefano is a short deck, conventional big block, all motor. And I remember a long time ago there was a guy that used to run at Dinwiddie or out that area that was all motor.
There's a whole lot of guys out Dinwiddie that run all motor big block.
Okay, well true. Yeah.
Mr. C with the Ford Agitators, I talked to him this day and he likes to run motor. You know, I used to like to run motor, but I was introduced to that damn Nitrous, and I've been a crackhead ever since. There's a few guys, man, that I know that run big blocks that love to run on motor because they don't want to spend, they don't want to spray that Nitrous to them.
I hear that. Yeah, that nitrous will change you real quick.
Oh, on the rep.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Because I always been a small block man. I always wanted to run on motor. And then somebody introduced me to nitrous, and I've been a junkie ever since, man. You know, I won't leave home with it.
Got a honey chicken wrap.
I hear that, so. I hear that. Yeah, once you get on that nitrous, one or two passes, I think it's kind of hard to get off.
Yeah, first pass, I like it so much, I went to laughing and both front wheels off the ground at the damn 100 foot. Well, I've been stuck on it ever since, but, you know, I didn't have no wheel bars on my car, and I wouldn't bring it back out until I put some on it, so. That's the reason I'm so hard on guys that say, well, take your wheelie bars off. Cause, no, I'm not taking mine off.
Well, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, you know, you putting it out there right now that, you know, if somebody wants to run you bad enough, they're going to run you with the wheelie bars on it. It ain't no stipping, you know, take your wheel. I know that some people will do it, and that's you know, each his own, but, you know.
If they want to run me, they got to run me the way I put. You know?
Okay. Well, hey, we got another microphone. We got another microphone open, and I know whose microphone it is. So I'm gonna slowly say it. 202-421-0063. 877.
What's going on? I hear the family on here. What's going on? Everybody caught us sitting in the house. The snow got you. The ice.
Yeah, man. Running Bell was talking, and he's got, you know, and I just thought about it. But you know, Monster, you know who has to sit down? Him, because I think he has a legitimate, you know, because I think he got a legitimate, you know, question, and he got a legitimate argument. But the thing is, I think him and Hell Yeah need to go ahead and sit down and get it on.
Well, you know what? I'll call Bradshaw tomorrow, see if Bradshaw could get Hell Yeah on the phone, and maybe we can go ahead and let them be the third fight at the May 3rd race up there at Capitol. What do you think?
I'd love to see it, man. I'm telling you.
Bradshaw tomorrow, because Hell Yeah called him and said he'd like to get a couple runs. That would be a good one, too. But I'm going to have to tell you the truth. I got to ride with my homie. I'm riding with Running Bear. I know I'm going to get texts and calls, but I'm riding with the bear. You hear me?
Well, that's how it's supposed. But see, that's you know, that's you saying, hey, man, this my boy, and I'm going to ride with my boy.
I'm going to ride with him. So, how you doing, Running Bear?
Yeah, hey, I'm doing all right. Look, that's what I was trying to tell Popeye them a few minutes ago. You know, you got your home people. You never know how much money gonna get. Me and Hell Yeah could sell on one price for me and him. But you know, there's gonna be some side bets. People want to get in the pot. You never know how much you know it's gonna run up to. Which is good as long as you and the other man can come to a conclusion of what y'all gonna run for. Then it's all fine. But, you know,
big race too, JB. Huge race.
That is a big race. I wish I could get him in here tonight, but, you know, I haven't been able to get in touch with him. But, I mean, like he said, I mean, I know for a fact that he wants to get in there.
Yeah. I think that would make for a good race. I think a lot of fans would like to see that.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I think G Money.
Yeah, that's
that
a
was,
and look.
If you give me the back shot, it would be a good race. Now, like I said, I don't mind racing. I don't mind taking one on the chin. You know, G Money say he give me the back tire. I'm willing to take the back tire. And we can go from there.
Hey, Monster, that's another one I know people would love to see.
I know. I got to call you, Money. I'll call both of them tomorrow on the three-way. And I might be able to work that out. That'll work out to my favor because, you know, I want to take care of everybody. But there's some guys that I want to showcase that really stood strong in the grudge race stuff. And like I said, the first race up there, I caught a little heat from some guys, and I explained to them that I'm trying not to mix everything up like I've been doing in the future because it's just the people don't get the allotted time they need to go race and have a good time, and you get a lot of hurt feelings out of it. So I'm going to mix in a few guys with the pro mods and the bracket race, and then we're working on another date to do something because I can't leave the gross guys, you know, because, you know, I got a lot of good people that have sat down with me in the last couple of weeks and called me and just say, hey, you know, we're supporting everybody, not just one. Everybody's going to get support from all around, and just keep everything separate and make sure that we put on decent shows. And that's my goal, is just to support whoever it is. It doesn't matter who it is. You know, I'm out there to have a good time, you know. Might even be back in the seat Running Bear, so I might have to ask you for a little something. You and G Money, since y'all ride so hard.
Keep trying. So, we're trying, man. We're trying. G Money. I run G Money. It's got to be a. No, I come to him. I run him up in Maryland. And then he got to come to me on a late night down here in Virginia. Virginia for the football.
I'm pretty sure we can make a rain because, you know, I talked to JC, and I want to make sure we take one Friday night support JC with some calls and one Friday night to support Bill. Because I talked to Bill Harris yesterday. I'm going to call you tomorrow and talk to you about the conversation I had with him.
Hey, Monster, I don't know, but I'm not sure. Now, this is a Philadelphia number, so I just opened this line. Now, there's a chance it could be Hell Yeah. There's a chance it could be a couple people. But 717-379-3712, who am I speaking with?
Yeah, you got the Hell Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Oh, there we go.
My ears are ringing, man. My ears are ringing.
Well, there we go. That Monster, it's I told you, Monster, it could it could get ugly tonight. So, you know, go ahead and get your hip waders on.
I'm gonna start it tonight, but we're gonna finish it tomorrow on the three-way, you, me, and Running Bear. But I got that Promart race up Capitol on May 3rd, and I got two sets of cars already going at it, and I can let the cat out the bag. The one that really got everybody calling me this week was the Sean Murphy versus Cubby in the drive-by. Sean Murphy a shakedown and Cubby going at it.
Right.
Then I got Tricky Rick and Fuji going at it. So it's only fitting. Yeah, I know. Everybody asked me how did I pull that one. I told Fuji I had free ice cream. You hear me? But the one that everybody else been bugging me about is you and Running Bear, two small blocks. So I said to myself, I got to get both of y'all on the phone. I got a little something worked out. So hopefully I can get y'all together and get that race set up for May 3rd. So,
all right.
Yep, it's an old school match race.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, it's an old school match race. We make one shakedown for the crowd at 8, and at 9 o'clock, you two go up there, and whatever we got up for the money, that the winner take all.
That's what I'm talking about.
That sounds good.
Yes, sir. And the reason why I asked for the 8 o'clock shakedown is for all the people that, you know, that are coming out there and stuff that, you know, you got promos that day in bracket race, but I don't want to leave out the grudge guys, but I don't want to flood the place on the first race with a bunch of grudge cars, and the guys aren't able to get their runs in, and then everybody's raising cane with them. You with me?
Right.
I want to do a couple of match races, and then, you know, I'm working on some other stuff, and I want to include you guys in that help me and a lot of the grudge guys. JB and I are working on something really big with them, and they're going to have something that they're going to really smile about. So I can't talk about it just yet, but I'd like to call you tomorrow and get you and Running Bear on the three-way.
All right.
And go over some details with you, but I think that it'll work out for everybody, you know?
Yeah, because we gonna need Camp Hell Yeah to go on and make a trip, and you can bring your detailer, too, because we might have some work for him.
All right. Yeah,
well, I got to be honest with you, though. I am riding with Running Bear. No matter what the outcome is, you bad boy, but I got to pull a quarter out the left pocket. I got to ride with my man.
I'm good with that. Yeah, I'll ride alone,
doing,
you know what I mean? I'm good. Good. Yeah. How about you?
Hey, man, I'm good. And anything I can do to help you this year, I'm not bound down. I can help everybody that's doing the races, you know, that I don't mind.
Yeah, we got a little something in the works, you know what I mean? Don't really want to put it out there yet, but we got a little something in the works for, you know, probably, you know, a little bit after your show, you know, your May show. So,
okay.
You know, once we get sit down with everybody and get everything lined out, then we'll get on here and holler at you and put it out there. But,
well, you know, I support you. So that's how it works with me.
Yeah, definitely. And your name was brought up, you know what I mean? You know, you've been doing this for a while, so.
Okay.
And a couple of my other buddies, you know, have been doing some things up there at the track, and, you know, we want to get together and try to do something, and you know, because there's a bunch of rematches and grudge races, you know, that could bring in some, you know, a lot of fans, you know, and.
Yeah,
you
got marked ass this year, so you best go get a freshman up because your ass is marked. You hear me?
Yeah. Yeah, I know. I got a big X on my car. Yeah.
It's going to be hell. It's going to be hell.
That's all good. I like that, though. I like that.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I tell you what, you did a heck of a job up there, man. And, you know, a lot of guys, you know, like I said, same thing here. I got a couple calls, and I told everybody whenever you guys are ready, you know, like I said, my goal is to, you know, is not to lap on anybody, spread it out so we all can have great shows for the grudge guys, you know, the bracket guys. I can't forget them because that's where I started at. You know, I get a few texts here and there telling me that, to hell with the bracket races, but most of those people, you know, for me, as a little boy, they treated me like I was family. And, you know, anything I can do for anybody, doesn't matter what kind of car it is, you know. And like I said, especially Running Bear. Running Bear's always been there for us. And, you know, for me to be able to do a race and he tell me that he wants to run you, see what I can do, you know, that means a lot to me, you know. All the support that I've got from everybody, you know, the tracks. I got a call from the new racetrack at Old Dominion today.
Oh, yeah? What's up with that?
Yeah. Yeah. The brand new one going down at Thornburg.
Hey, Mom.
Yep.
Hey, Mom, look, I'm going to tell you exactly what it is. I tell you the truth, I didn't know who Hell Yeah it was until I met him.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of guys had been, you know, talking to me about this guy named, called himself Hell Yeah, and I didn't know who he was, and they want somebody to beat him.
Mm-hmm.
Because evidently he'd been bringing scunions on people, so they asked me to run him, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they figured that I'd be a good match for him. So I figured, you know, once I saw his car, and he's straight up guy, and I said, well, Hell Yeah, let's do this.
I tell you what, Runner Bear.
I don't want to hear you to think.
Runner Bear, we got to be on our game now. That damn old Black Dyson looked like somebody stung her in the ass with a Runner Bear. She leave up out there, man.
I saw him up there. I saw him leave up there in Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
So I know he ain't no slouch. That I already know. I don't know what the outfit gonna be, but I do know that it ought to be a pretty good race. It ought to be door to door when it come down to the finish line.
Oh yeah,
you know.
Well, that'll be a first for me, I guess, out this way on the East Coast, because ain't nobody come close to the door unless they're walking beside the car before I get up here at the staging lines, right?
Nah, what's that here? Your phone breaking up. You hear me?
It ain't breaking up. I heard it. I heard it. What did he say?
I know you did.
Hey, Runner Bear. Goddamn, he don't sound like a first wife. We got to get on his ass. You hear me?
Yeah. You know what? That's one race I'm looking forward to. And I want to get it done, you know, whether I win or lose. And, you know, that's the way it is. And Hell Yeah, I got something in the making, too. I would like to get your phone number so I can talk to you.
All right, yeah, definitely. Yep.
What is it?
Do you want it now?
Yeah, go ahead and give it to me.
JB, can you text it to me and Running Bear?
Hell Yeah's
number. Can you text it to both of us?
Yeah, I got it in my phone, yep.
Yeah, text it to us, please.
All right, there you go.
Running Bear, is this yours? 731?
731-4629, yeah, that's me.
All right, I'm about to text it to you and Monster right now on my other phone.
I'll call you tomorrow around lunchtime with Running Bear on the phone. We'll go over some details for that May 3rd. I got to make sure that we get everything set up so when we bust the ass on that Black Dyson, we ain't got to walk beside it. We're going to have a video. We're going to change your name from Running Bear. You and Cubby that day going to be both drive-by. You hear me? Hey, Sean Murphy, Big Kenny told me the other day, he said, when I called him and talked to him about their race, he said, God damn, that's going to be a good one, man. Poor Cubby. I said, oh, Big King, he talking trash, is he?
Hey, look, hey, Monster, I think he on here right now too. He just a little, he little quiet right now.
Kenny, you on there? He ain't talking.
Let me see. I think that's him. Let me see. Let's see. I gotta get this number right. If that's him, we gonna find out right now. Yeah, 240-882-1159. Your mic is open, and your name is Kenny. Look, he quiet tonight, but he on here. He on here.
That's you talking about Kenny Vision?
No, Big Head Kenny from Shakedown.
Big Head Kenny.
Oh, okay.
He looking for a little bit of that action too, isn't he? That rematch.
Yeah, he might be looking for. I guess he'll come in. He'll come in a minute. I just texted him because I really did. I opened his mic. He must not know his mic is open, but maybe he'll come in there in a minute. But yeah,
they got some big ones coming, man. I'll tell you what, one thing, you know, and the one thing we're going to definitely push this year, JV, if you don't mind, and hell yeah, we got to get the guys to really, 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 the grudge guys to pay a little closer attention so we can get the cars to where they're not holding, shutting down the racetrack, you know? And everybody, if we got to help somebody that so that they don't, you know, they're not leaking or they ain't shutting down the racetrack with a something going on, we got to figure a way to help them because that was one of the major things that hurt us this year at a lot of the races, you know?
Yeah, you're right.
We got to figure out something to help one another with that because it got really out of hand towards the end of the year, too. So, JV, we're going to post up. I got that place where you can get that blanket for $99. You hear me?
Yeah.
And that blanket keeps you from – I saw a lot of people tear up cars that didn't have to be tore up, too. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, so. But I'm looking forward to
you. Maybe need to put it out there a little bit, you know what I mean, on the announcements, you know, a little bit. Just tell everybody to make sure, you know, they keep checking the rides, you know what I mean, underneath and stuff, and try to keep the track clean today, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just remind everybody a little bit over the loudspeakers, you know, and, you know, because some guys just don't think about that when they're, you know, you're running, you're just running, you're just pulling back and parking and, you know, not looking at stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So,
yeah, we'll work on that as
somebody
well.
Somebody reminds them a little bit, you know, they do a bunch of bullshit and then, you know, by the time they go up there to race, you know, they ain't thinking about looking to see if something happened last time, you know, first time out or something, you know.
Yeah, well, you might as well get used to it because you're going to have to see what Camaro had taillights look like anyway. So.
Okay. Yeah, I don't even know what they look like, so, yeah.
You might as well get used to looking over the right of your hood to see them taillights on the Camaro. Turn the four ways on so you can see them running better, all right?
Yeah,
you got a better chance of seeing God.
Yeah, I got my lights. I always keep turning my lights on, cuz I put lights on just so I can see. You know, I'm getting up there in the age now, and so you know, I need all the light I can sing.
We're getting older, running back. He might have to give us the kick then. We got to negotiate that tomorrow. You hear me?
Yeah, go on. We've got guys go over there and run them young bucks. And you know they can see better, they can hear better.
Yes, sir.
You know, so.
But I'll tell you what, all you guys did a heck of a job this year, man. You guys did the fans, man, they supported the things that you guys were doing. And you know, you guys did a heck of a job, man. I can't say nothing but thank you for what you did, you know.
Oh, appreciate that. Yep. Try to give them what they want, you know what I mean?
Yeah. But, yeah, well, don't get too excited because your ass going down on the third if we get everything straight tomorrow. Right?
Somebody's going to have to show me.
Yeah.
I Ain't nobody give me nothing. Everybody wants something, but they won't give me nothing. I had to earn it.
We're going to give you the other lane. That's the damn show.
I hope you do.
Hell yeah. I know how you feel. And they don't want to give me nothing either. So that's what I think we ought to. We should make a pretty good mess. Nobody want to give me nothing. Nobody want to give you nothing.
Right. And I'm good with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. 2014, we got to get it on.
Yeah, and that's that May race you're talking about on the 3rd.
Yeah, May 3rd. Everybody sent me texts today because the ADLL now is a new one, National
right.
Drag Race League or something, association, and guys called me today and said, I need to think about moving the date for the Pro Night race. I told them, well, you got a lot of guys that can't afford to race with it, and they combine Pro Nitrous and Pro Modified. You just killed 11 cars out of Pro Modified. You with me? So I'm not moving the date. I'm moving forward. I can't. What they do in Maple Grove don't have nothing to do with Capital Raceway. You know?
That's right.
Yeah. They 3.5 hours apart or whatever they are. I want to see that black car go down. That's what I want to see.
What black car you talking about now, Mark? Monster Motorsports. What black car you talking?
That 280Z. And then we got now JB. Who you riding with on Fuji and Rick, man? That's gonna be a big one.
I can't. That's one that just. I think when that is posted on the site, that's just gonna be one that's gonna take off pretty far.
I don't know though. I think the Kenny and Sean the. Shakedown Kenny and Sean over there versus my main man, my hero, you know, I think that's going to be a big one. You hear me? Because you got to think about all the folks from down the country going to come to see this rematch. Because, you know, Cully last time his nitrous didn't come on. And he told me, he said, man, we got to get that squared away. So when I called Kenny to talk about it, he didn't let me finish saying what I was going to say. He said, you know we're going to set in the other lane again. I said, God damn. So... Yeah. And we had a couple people tell them that the race was canceled. They trying that shit already, so I wanted to clarify that there ain't no race canceled unless God makes the weather bad, but he going to take care of us, you know? So.
And there we go again, you know, that's the thing, man. In order for everybody to make it, and we talking about everybody, like, look at it like this. Hell yeah, you want to put on your race right next year, right? Hell yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Well, that's like me calling on your day or calling somebody you know and that's coming to your race and being like, man, hell yeah, his date is canceled. They're not even having it. You can't. See, that's the thing. People are trying it. People are doing it. But at the same time, this is what's going to kill them. The people that are doing it are the same people who are going to end up at your date, at your track, at your event on that date. But see, that's the thing. People think they can, okay, yeah, you know, if I say it out there far enough, you know, ain't nobody going to come. Ain't nobody going to do this. Ain't nobody. But the thing is, somebody, and Monster knows, somebody tried that for that Capital race, and I can tell you right now, it was packed.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, people can say it, but just think about it. When you put out races, like, all right, When y'all go vocal with, hey, Fuji versus Tricky Ricky, Hell Yeah versus Running Bear, and Sean Murphy versus Cubby, I mean, that's, you know, the area, those are a lot of heavy hitters from the area. So not only are you going to get the people from the area, but you're going to get those people from outside. Like, say, man, I'm only an hour and a half from Maryland. Man, let me go ahead and drive down and check this out. So that's what I'm saying. That date, May 3rd, yeah, you might have other pro mods running that day. But like you said, Monster, that's 3-4 hours away. You still going to have those guys come out there, and they're going to have some fun, and they're going to take a shot at that $5,000, because I'm going to tell you, $5,000 sounds good right now.
And, you know, my whole thing was I got a text today from one of the tracks down south, that the track owners down south, and it was really funny. He texted me today, and he asked me if I would reconsider that date. And I said, just because you guys started an association, why should I change what I'm working on? You know, and he was like, what do you mean? I said,
okay,
you know, if we do our races and we do what we're supposed to do and promote them, that's where the people come in. I'm not looking to set the world on fire with 30 or 40 cars. I just want a decent show to start off with to help the track season opener, because without a track, we ain't doing nothing. We can go on that street if we want, but we're going to pay dividends out there, you know?
So. I hear that, man. And hey, Monster, I got to tell you something. And you know what? And, you know, he told me, he said, look, JB, we gotta talk. I gotta do something for you, cause you're doing me too well. And I said, man, what you mean? He said, man, our T-shirt guy, and you know who we go to right now for our T-shirts. I just put him on. I don't know if y'all boys look at Street Outlaws. Anybody look at Street Outlaws?
Yeah, we've been checking them out. Yeah.
You know
the big. The number one outlaw and Chuck, you know, they run Morgan and Son Motors.
I saw that.
I see that. You see that on. You see Carrie, you know, wears a shirt and stuff, and then both of them got the Morgan and Son.
Yeah,
I saw it when they had the hood
on the
black.
What you trying to tell us? You got a Morgan and Son motor in your car?
Damn right. Bring bringing the pain.
Well, that mean Running Bear need to break.
Shit.
I don't need him.
He needs to call Bud Morgan and get a Morgan and Son motor. What he need to do?
No, I'm messing with you.
Tell him
how
he
has tenants.
Look, I don't need nothing but the other lane.
hey, but listen, like I was saying, Monster, I was talking, and you know, the page is just getting so crazy. And, man, you know, Big Baller, I don't know if y'all know from Texas, he was on there. He was like, man, I'm looking for somebody to do my shirts. And I said, you know what? I said, let me go ahead and put this out there. So, you know, I hit up the post, and I'm like, man, I put the gangrene shirt that Eric had did on there. And, I mean, it took off like, hey, man, I need to get in touch with this guy. So there's a big chance that, you know, Eric's going to be doing shirts for one of the racers for Street Outlaws. So, I mean, everybody is taking off from the DMV. And, man, he called me. Monster, he texted me last night. And he said, man, we got to talk because I'm ready to do something for you. And he said, man, thanks for looking out. And then, you know what I wanted to tell him? Man, I don't, you know, the thanks is this. You know, we all got to stick together, man. Because the thing is, I feel like if I do something for him, you do something for me, we all got to make it out. We all got to make it some kind of way. We all got to make it. If we all can't make it, then somebody, like you say, somebody going to fall behind. And right now, all of us together right now are looking good. And if we stay together, we'll be all right.
Well, I'll take that back until Running Bear turn the wind light on the hell yeah. I ain't standing next to shit until we get the light on. You hear me? He's talking about the only way we're going to see the cars walk by. I just can't wait. Goddamn. I can't wait to get him on the phone tomorrow to get this locked in. So next week, JB, I'm going to be on the phone. I'm going to let him do all the talking. I'm just going to say, uh-huh. I'm going to change from
hey,
hell
yeah
to uh-huh.
Hey, Martha.
Yeah.
Hey, Martha, Running Bear about loving it.
Oh, man. Hey, Running Bear called me. He talking about he was looking at a VHS tape where he was down Buzz Creek out there dancing with Lugnut on the racetrack. I said, hey.
That was back in 1999. Back in 1999, JC had a Nova. The Nova was running like a 940. And I had a Nova, and it was running like a 1180. And we was up in Marlin. And
that's
that
Camaro you're running, isn't it?
Huh?
That was that Camaro running?
No, he had a Nova. JC had
a
Nova.
You missing what he's saying, Running Bear.
Yeah,
you
missing what he's saying. You miss. He being funny. He being funny. Running Bear. He said he asked you if that's what that Camaro run.
That's what he talking about. He talking about that Camaro.
Yeah, that's the one he run. That's what that's 940s. I got a slow ass Camaro. It don't run fast at all. It ain't fast, man. Look, hell yeah, my car ain't fast. It's just so goddamn quick.
Just run this out a little bit, man. After this car, you're good. Yeah, you're good.
All right, let me. We got another microphone open up, and I guess that's who I can hear in the background. 443-506-2622. Your microphone is open. Who is that? Your microphone is open. Who is this? All right, well, I guess we got a microphone that is opened up, and he dropped too, so I guess that was somebody, I guess, mistakenly pushed the one button.
Or they shy, one or the other.
Yeah, you know what? It's a lot of shy people on here right now, and it's killing me. And I know one of them on here, I ain't going to call him out, but he got a 301 number, and he on here, and I know he been listening, and he being right shy right now, so I ain't going to call him out. Maybe I'll just let him listen. Oh, but look.
Open all them damn mics, man.
Well, look, I'm about to open a mic right now, and look, I'm going to open it, and then I'm going to call. Hey, I just opened your mic, and your name is Sean Murphy. Tell me if I'm lying. Sean Murphy, your microphone is open. 240-299-6586. How you doing, sir?
What's going on, JB?
Ain't doing nothing. We on here talking a little shit. I told Monster, I said, they were talking about May 3rd, and Monster was like, you know, May 3rd is going to be an interesting day. I said, it probably is, you know, because that goddamn shakedown Mustang about to pull off another one.
We gonna try, you know that.
Goddamn,
hey,
right.
Sean, you know you my boy. The goddamn drive-by gonna be ready that day. Goddamn drive-by told me he can't. He said he need May 3rd to see if we can skip some calendar months and get this shit over.
Hey, I hope he is. Tell him to get them nerves right. We don't want no excuses why he ain't turned something on this time. Tell him to be at his best.
I want to tell you something. You look good this year, man. You did a hell of a job on that racetrack, man. You, Scott, the whole team, man, the whole Shakedown team, Big Mike, Kenny, everybody, man. You guys did a heck of a job, man. So I just want to say thanks for all your support. But you're going down on May 3rd, all right? So we
can hamburger. That's right.
Hamburger? Is a hamburger and French fry and a drink?
Yeah. Save it. Chubby might need it.
I got you. hey, don't have Mike call me tomorrow. He's getting on my ass, all right?
Oh, Lord.
He's not going to be there. He's going to have lawyers for Shakedown. You hear me? He'd be like, he going to tell me, goddamn Christ, McKinley, you think Kobe going to do shit?
Anything can happen. That's why we run them.
Oh, man, I appreciate you guys supporting what I'm trying to do up there on that night. You know, that meant a lot to me to make the call and you guys accepting to be there as a part of the race. So, yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah,
I got a couple Baltimore boys that want Shakedown instead of y'all going Shakedown single. They asked if we get in the other lane. I said, we'll get everybody on the three-way. Because they got two cars now in Baltimore, I'm hearing that are pretty bad. I tell them, well, we hear that every year. So.
There you go.
And there's one in Philly, too, that we got to get straightened out.
Uh-oh, which one is that?
You know which one it is. That black car with a little...
He on here, Sean. He you know, he got by Kenny one time, and now he trying to take out the whole DMV slowly. You know what I'm talking about.
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
We can make it happen, ain't no problem.
Yeah, he's a good man, but we're going to tie his goddamn shoes together, you hear me?
That's right.
he a little quiet right there. There you go, I am, you can hear that clip.
Who watch that be?
That's Sean Murphy from Shakedown Camp.
Right, okay. Who's he talking about tying some shoes together on?
No, we were just saying that we're going to try to tie some shoes together on a certain black car.
Okay, black car.
Mm-hmm. small block.
Anybody a small block 1K car?
You got two shoes on, don't you?
What's that?
You got two shoes on. That's who we're going to tie together, you, running back.
Uh-huh.
And we got a couple others that might be waiting.
All
right. You might not be by yourself if things go right. You might have to try to knock somebody else off before a running back knock you off. So, yeah. But we'll get on a three-way tomorrow and get that straight. Then next week we'll continue this rumble. You hear me?
Yeah. We're coming out at the beginning of the season this time, not the end of the season. So there'll be a lot of good ones coming up.
Good.
Hey,
you said anything could happen. Anything's possible. But
Hey Sean.
What'd you get?
Hey, Monster, tell you, we working on something. We got something in the making for the No Time 28.
I need your help.
That'll work. Ain't no problem.
I need your help. I'm going to be calling you because I'm going to need your help on it.
We're going to be there to put up a fight. I can promise you that.
Yes, sir.
What's going to happen outside of that, I can't tell you, but we're going to go for it.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Let me just tell you like this, Sean. I was on the internet the other day, and a man sent me a picture of his car and said, no more bracket classes, no more showing the time. He said, I'm going back on the 28th. And you'll know who it is. It's a great coupe from Florida, and he puts his son in it to drive. Now he's ready. He said he's ready for No Time 28th. And I told him we're working on something for him. He said, well, I'm coming to Maryland next year.
There you go. Come on.
I told him, I said, look, we ain't scared of any countries. we got killers up here.
There you go. That's right.
But, yeah, I was going to let you know also, Sean, I've been talking close with Petey. Petey is going to do a race in June. I think it's June 22nd. He's got a No Time 28th where I think the payout is looking like $3,000.
Shit, Sean, I'm a crew chief with you that day. Goddamn, Scott fired. Yeah, I'll run the laptop that day for $3,000. Shit, I'm 4-1 and wipe the car off too. Shit.
Shoot, we're going to need it. It sounds like all this racing that's happening, we're going to need that. That's going to be travel money.
Oh, here we go. We got another microphone open. 219-614-4018. Who do we got?
This is Terry. Hey, where do you guys keep updated on this 28 stuff?
Oh, is this must be Terry, Terry, yeah, let me get this right, Terry Clark?
Yep.
Okay, yeah, hey, the 28s, we are looking, me and Monster are looking to do something probably later on in the year around September, 28s and the 29s.
Okay.
We might need your help, too.
Yeah, Terry Clark, I heard you. Now, I've been hearing about you, so you must be a kind of an assassin out there, so we might have to watch you a little bit.
Yeah, you can watch.
What area are you from, man?
Indiana.
Okay, yeah, that's what I heard. I heard y'all boys get busy out there.
Yeah, we try to.
How much? Hey, let me ask you something. This is what I wanted to get. I'm glad you called. Up there, say if y'all don't have enough of the 29s on a day, do y'all run them together?
We run true 28s and true 29s together. No W's.
Mm. Okay, all right. So, Sean, how do you feel about that?
I mean, I like to run, you know, if a man got 28, so I like to put up a fair fight, but, hey, I mean, it's, you know, I understand, you know, when you're putting up a race and you got, you know, kind of a mix out there, sometimes you got to do what you got to do, you know. Just as much as it's about a race, you know, you got to get the fans there, too. Everybody got to find a happy medium, so.
Cool. Okay.
I mean, that's what I like to do, but that's what we got to do. We ain't got no problem with it.
I mean, we got a car on 228 looking for action. We're willing to travel.
Okay, so you true. All right, how we set? You small block or big block?
Small block, stock suspension.
Small block, stock suspension. That sound good. Well, I mean, you might just, we got a couple out here, and then we also got, we got a guy that's been calling in from South Carolina. I think they call themselves Team APS. They said they got one of the baddest small block 28s out there, too. So, I mean, the 28s is definitely coming out the woodwork right now.
Well, I mean, we just came from South Carolina, and no one really had shit for us, so.
Oh, well, shit, goddamn. Y'all shutting down shit. We'll see. All right, so I guess I need to lock this number in my phone for next year, then.
So, yep, you can do that.
Okay, hey, Monster, I'm about to lock this number in because this man from Indiana sounds like he coming to take care of some business.
Ain't no problem, man. We'll work out something with him. He can make that trip.
Okay.
He get a 28.
Yeah, small block 28. That's dang.
Oh, shucks. Well, Terry, we appreciate your input. Well, we're going to be calling you because we want to do some things with the 28s and the 29s. So. And we just want to try to balance out the middle so everybody can be a part of it, you know? So.
Right. I got we probably got about 10. I'm putting a crew together right now, probably about 10 cars. They're going to travel this whole year. All on 28.
Okay. Well,
Jay,
I'll
you're
going
to be the man handling that. I'm just going to be the man trying to figure out how to get it there.
Well, hey, Monster, where was it that Donye was talking about putting on his race?
Cordova. That's that big. How far is that from you, Cordova, Chicago?
We're about 2 hours.
Oh, good.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe we could work out something with you if we talk to Donye. So, yeah, we definitely like to keep you in mind because Donye's been talking to us about trying to do a race at Cordova. And if
mm-hmm.
he does one there, that'd be a perfect place to bring the 28s out to. So.
Right. Yeah, Donye, me and Donye are boys, so.
Oh, is he?
Oh, well, that's,
when you
that's
see
good.
Him, here, do me a favor. When you see him, take the peace sign, right? You
uh-huh.
hear me, Terry?
Yep.
Take the shortest one and point back at you and tell Donye the tallest one belong to him.
Gotcha.
All right? Show your boy that to me, all right?
All right, so look, hey, look, Terry, I got a friend I'm going to call tomorrow because he's been looking for the same action that you've been looking for, and he's looking to do something for some serious money. How much you usually try to get to lock in on?
Whatever, nothing much. I mean, we're a bunch of working guys over here.
Okay, because I know the thing is, the class that, I'm not going to say it's the baddest class out there right now, but I went to one last year, and it was just 28, and I guarantee you there were 30 cars, and you're thinking, you know, I kind of had a good feeling of what the fastest car was, but I'm going to tell you right now, the fastest car didn't win that race. It was red. It was a red Mustang, and I'm going to tell you, she was beat up pretty bad, but it was on 28s, it was nitrous down, and I want to say it was a small block, and he had about two or three guns on it, but, you know, they were, like I said, there were heavy hitters there, and that's the thing. The heavy hitters were, you know, shaking it, you know, spinning, knocking tires, standing it up, sitting it down, and, you know, he was just, I mean, just on an easy pass, just making the money. So, I mean, you know, that's the thing. I like the 28 because, you know, it's stock suspension racing. And, I mean, somebody, that's the thing. It's a gamble, man. It's, you know, you can go out there and throw, you know, throw this, throw that to the track, overpower it and do this, do that, and you can lose that money. So, I mean, that's why I feel that the 28 right now is – especially, I don't know what you're doing next year, but are you going to Mike Hills in March?
Yeah, we are. We just came from Mike Hill's race, too.
Okay, well, shoot, I'll probably see you there, too, then, because I know I talked to Mike. I don't know him personally, but, man, we talked for a while, and, man, that's a good guy. And, you know, I've been talking to some other people from, what is it, you know, Brian Davis and all of them from out Midwest?
Yep, Brian's in my crew, in our crew.
Okay, yeah, they've been, you know, saying, hey, man, we got to, you know, because the thing is, there's been some heat going on for a while between the Midwest and over here, and, you know, they're like, oh, we got to meet up one day. But Brian made something.
No.
He was like, well, you know, on that day, the North has to get together and they got to take on the South, because basically the South says they're faster than the North. Basically, let's just go ahead and put it out there. The South says they're faster.
Well, why don't you ask the South who won their 29-inch tire class? It wasn't a Southern car.
Okay, so I'm guessing that's a car to y'all's camp.
CSVO. We won the 29-inch W class.
Okay, I heard that SVO car is a beast. That's Ted, right?
Yep, that's me and Teddy.
Okay. Hey, so, another question. Before I let you go, before you got to go, over there, 28.
Yeah, broke up.
Okay. Do y'all allow turbos?
What's that?
Do y'all allow turbo cars?
Yep.
Okay, because I had some people, that's the thing, I had some people ask about turbo cars. I mean, do y'all limit them? Do y'all weigh,
nope.
You know, the size of the turbo?
What is.
It is.
If you want a 28, then get down.
God damn. Okay, well, I can rock with that. I mean, I can rock with that. Okay, so let me go ahead and say this. It's probably going to be around September or around that range, but we're going to do something in Maryland. And I know I've been talking. George Williams is probably. I know you know Number One Slouch.
Yep.
I've been talking with him back and forth. Because, man, he's been trying to get out here for a while, man. And everybody over there, I got to give y'all credit over there. Everybody's, you know, everybody I've talked to, nobody has no shit with them. You know what I'm saying? There's no, man, you know, I don't mess with you. I don't, man, I talk to, you know, Jerry Fombie and all them all the time, man. They always hit me up on a post and be like, what's up, JB? What's up? It's good people over there. So what I'm trying to do, you know, next year, like I told, I'm going to have Slouch over and a couple, you know, that's why I told Brian to call in tonight, because, man, I want a list of what y'all's races, straight up, because, I mean.
They are good guys to step down, yay. Get that straight, Terry. Tell Don, yay, I said, he's sleeping. You hear me? His ass is sleeping. When he comes back here to Maryland, we're going to cut Don, yay's head off. He hit like he stole something last time.
I heard last time Donye was there, he shut the track down. None of you guys want
to
know.
Yeah, man. He got the bad look. It's time to hang his damn phone up, JB. Mm. He got that Donye stuff in him.
Yeah, Donye likely got set up by a small block, didn't he, Mark?
Yes, sir. Donye got nervous when that small block got in the water and made a shakedown turn. He didn't tell you that part. He come back to my man, take the willy balls off. I said, take the wheelie. It's a small block. Y'all got chassis cars trying to run me. I said, Donnie, last time I checked, I thought that's what you was. He laughed. We had a good time with him, though. I mean, he talked so much stuff that all the fans here in D.C., they be like, can you get Donnie back here? I said, yeah, he working on it. He rough, man. Him,
yeah,
whole crew.
Yeah, man, y'all good people over there, man. And like I said, I got your number locked in. Your number locked in. I know March, man. I know I'm gonna try. Hey, Sean.
Yeah.
Hey, you wanna get out there March, to Mike Hills, man, North versus South?
Yeah, we might try to do that. I think, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Everybody talking, I mean, Sean, I ain't even gonna lie, they talking like that's gonna be the big one. Right off the jump.
Right, yeah, early in the year, yeah.
So, yeah, yeah, Terry, we might all get together. Being at the North going to be together, we might all get together and have a little party there. I know we can count on Monster Jones for the food and everything, because this man riding around with a Jaguar that talked to you, so we can call we can count on Monster Jones for all the food.
Yeah, I got you covered. All right, I won't be there. I can't make it. The World of Wheels is in D.C. and I got to work down that weekend to help promote the track and the race. The fan base for us is a lot of the old-timers out of D.C. That's where they come to, the World of Wheels. And every year I go over there, they tell me, hey, I'm coming. And more and more, a lot of them that used to race are coming back. They quit racing. A lot of them, I see them at the races. They come see you and just check on you and let you know they're proud of you. You know, it means a lot to me. You know, and that's why I said to you, I respect what you said about supporting everybody's race and everybody working together for a common goal, you know?
Yeah, that's why I told next year. I mean, Petey's doing some stuff. You got Brian Davis doing some stuff. You got Slouch doing some stuff. You got all these people doing some stuff. They might not be in your area, but the way all of it's going to work is, you know, I told Brian, you know, right now I'm working on a teacher salary. I can't travel like I want to, but the thing is, I'm going to make it to one or two events out in the Midwest, and I'm going to make it to one or two of Petey's events, and I'm going to make it, the thing is, the way to get people to come to your stuff is just take the time and say, look, I'm going to come on and get out to your area. You got to travel for somebody to come to you. And I think that's fair. Terry, don't you? We going to come out there. And I know, you know, sooner or later when y'all get y'all stuff right and y'all get, like, I know y'all traveled out to Mike Hills a couple months ago. And that's, you know, y'all travel. So that's the thing. We know y'all are willing to travel. And so, we all going to get up. We going to meet up. We going to, like I said, on March, you know, we going to get up and work together. But after that, you know, we'll get up and have some fun sometime. You know, we'll do something. Like I said, near September, I'm going to do 28s, 29s, and we're going to have some grudge that day, too. So we're going to do something.
Okay. We're bringing out a back half, too.
Oh, that's
okay.
Good.
We'll be looking for some action.
What's that? Hey, that back half wouldn't be a Camaro, would it?
No, it's a 73 Nova.
Oh, shit, 73 Nova. Okay. Well, shit, hey, Monster, that date going to work. That's why we got to call Terry there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we got something for you then, Terry. Y'all got a back half. We definitely got something for you then.
Yeah. Except Don Ye. Don't you bring Don Ye's ass over here, Terry, because I know sooner than he come through the gate, I'm going to be loading shit next to him again. So ain't no hard feelings, because I'm going to be on Don Ye's ass like a polyester suit. You hear me?
You can load whatever you want next to him. They
got to run
him.
Yeah, he's shutting down. He ain't shutting down shit. You know, he get here, we're going to tighten his ass up. You hear me? Yeah. It's all good, man.
Yeah, that's what's up. I'm glad you called in, because that's something I needed to know, because, the way it's looking, I'm going to, it's probably going to be 28s. With the 28s, 29s with the 29s, both of them going to have separate purses, but we're going to have a good time. It's going to be all no time, and we're going to do it. So.
Yeah.
Hey, Monster, what you think we're going to do on the entry on that one?
Well, you and I are going to discuss it, because I got to, when he just said something that threw a light on, you with me?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, your light was the same light I had. You know, the whole thing is we gotta get with the guys, because I think we can let a 10-inch tire run on the 28 and the 275, but we'll tell the 275 guys that the track is prepped for slicks, so that way we don't have people fussing at us about it. You with me?
Man, that's bullshit.
What'd you say, Terry?
There ain't much difference in a track prep. It's all in the it's in the track. It ain't in the track prep. If that track's smooth enough, you could prep it for a slick and still run a drag rig on it.
Mm-hmm.
I understand. We got another microphone that just slid in here. 773-310-3080. Who do we got?
Yeah, Raylo was checking back in from last week from Chicago.
Oh, so, hey, well, hey, Terry Clark, he go one of your Midwest boys. I don't know if you know this guy, but he was the baddest man back in the street. You ever heard of Raylo?
Oh, a long time ago.
There we go. Hey, Raylo, we got some of your boys on here tonight too. We got some Midwest
that?
Boys. Terry Clark. Terry Clark.
Terry
one
Clark.
One of y'all heavy hitters from over there in the Midwest on the 28th.
Terry Clark. From Peoria?
No, I'm from Indiana.
You from Indiana? Terry Clark. You got a nickname?
No, no.
No.
Wait, give me one.
I don't know you. So you know Leon then?
Yeah, I'm good friends with Leon, Danier, Skins, everybody.
Okay. All right, yeah. Yeah, I was just checking back in. I didn't want y'all to think I forgot about y'all.
Nah, hey, man, it's always good to, I knew you was going to come in there. And look, I think, did you add yourself to the page?
You know what, I went on Facebook, I sent a message. I don't go on Facebook a lot. I told you to tag me to be your friend. Is that on Facebook, right? You talking about on Facebook?
Yeah, because I got some tags, I got some requests from some people, but I didn't know your, all I knew was Raylo, so I didn't know your real name. I was like, well, shoot, I don't know his real name. I can't go on here and just be like, Raylo, so.
I'm under there as Raylo, Raylo Senior. That's what I'm under there.
Oh, so you, and
yeah,
that's
R-A-Y-L-O Senior.
Okay, well, yeah,
I'm
going to check it out.
Raylo. Raylo Riley Senior. I'm sitting in a top sportsman vet. It's a top sportsman vet. I'm sitting in a vet.
Okay.
And did you know the guy we had over here, Amar Riley? I know you've seen Amar run out there in the Midwest.
Who?
Amar Riley, number one stunner. He had a Trans Am, too, that ran top sportsman back when you were riding. He was a big boy in the street, too.
In the Midwest, in Chicago, or just you saying in the Midwest?
No, out here in D.C., but he travels sometimes.
Oh.
I'm not sure if he ever went to Chicago, but I know he went to Tennessee a couple times and New York twice because we followed him to New York a couple times. That's back when you had them big giant cell phones on your ear, Raylo. You hear me?
yeah, Monster. I know you're talking about Monster.
Hey, Raylo, you know what I'm talking about, man? You didn't have to pull over because the antenna worked real good on it. You know, it ain't like now. Can you hear me? Well, you had the one in the bag, Raylo, back then. You know, you had to plug into the cigarette lighter to make it work, you know?
Yeah. Hey, I wanted to ask
how you doing,
about
sir?
A foot brake race at a track in Virginia. I've seen it somewhere, but I can't find it nowhere. Some big foot brake race that they paying a lot of money in Virginia.
Is he talking about big foot brake race
in Virginia? You sure he's not talking about Piedmont, North Carolina?
No, not Piedmont. I know about the Piedmont foot brake race, but I was playing around somewhere online or something. I think it's coming up next year. It's at a drag strip in Virginia that I had never heard of. I'm pretty much familiar with a lot of drag strips. But I had never heard of this one. Mountain View, I can't get it.
Natural Bridge. Is it Natural Bridge? Natural Bridge?
Oh, where
it was something that I had never heard of, some drag strip I had never heard of, and they paying some big money at a foot brake race.
Okay, well, I'm going to have to find that out for you.
Yeah,
see, I
look around for you.
Yeah, I know.
You're a legend.
I
you get anything you want. You know that, right? He's a legend. You get anything you want. I talked to Donye the other day, and he was telling us some. He was telling us, boy, we need to call him up and get a sponsorship from JB. Donye told me he got a mini bank over there. You hear me?
Yeah,
oh,
man. Yeah,
but man, talking about the foot brake race in Virginia. Now, if you're not talking about Richmond or...
No, I've been there before.
Virginia Motorsport Park. Okay, if you're not talking... Hold on for a minute, man. If you're not talking about Virginia Richmond or Virginia Motorsport Park, then what you need to do is, I don't know how fast your car is, but you need to do some research. Because the stopping distance might not be what you think it is.
No, the foot brake racing is bracket racing, what I'm talking about, bracket racing. You know, the slowest car mess around and win the race.
Yeah.
No, he's talking about stopping distance. He's saying some of them might be short.
Yeah, some of the stopping distance might be. Do your researches because you got this one with you in the eighth of a mile, you got good stopping distance. Virginia Motorsport Park, you got all the distance in the world.
Right, I've been there before, but when I'm at a foot brake race, most of the cars are slow anyway. No trance brake, it's just foot brake racing. You're foot braking. That's what they mean by foot brake. You can't use the trance.
I understand what you're saying, Cub, but some of them foot brake cars are just fast. Some of them trans brake cars. I understand what I'm saying.
What would you call fast?
I don't know how fast your car is, but you know, if you're going to a foot brake race in Virginia, you make sure that you do your research on the track and find out how much stopping distance they got.
Mm-hmm.
You know. If you got a 6.0 car, you know, you can go anywhere in Virginia and run. But if you got anything in the fives, you know, you got to know that you need to pull that chute or you need to be on the brakes at a certain time. You know, that's what I'm saying.
But yeah, you're right about that. But most of the foot brake races that I've been to, not in Alabama and stuff, most of the cars be in the sixes and the sevens, most of them.
Right.
Some of them need to be running nines. Matter of fact, Cavalier, this guy is stone cold. He's from Mississippi. He got one eye. Cavalier, he drive it to the race, and ain't nothing to pick up 10 grand at a foot brake race.
Right.
He specializes in foot brake racing. Everybody he races, they spot them.
Yeah, he's good at what he do.
He's good at what he do. Yeah.
Right.
So, yeah, I was just saying, now, I'll do some more research. I'll find it, though.
All I'm saying is the track in Virginia, the best track that we've got is Richmond and Virginia Motorsport Park. You know, as far as, I don't know, we got guys down there, the foot brake man, that go in the eighth. You know, and that's a quarter mile. So
that's true.
And, because I went to a track down in South Carolina. And tell you, man, I trans-brake my car, and 20 a mile, I was on the brake, but the end of the track came up real quick. And if you ever looked on TV and saw the dragsters when they get the end of the track, they started bouncing around, that's what my done. And I'm never going back down there to race again. And I guess I saw the track
down there. Wasn't fun at all down there, huh?
Yeah.
Trying to stop.
Yeah. That's the problem. You're trying to stop me. Hell, your shit bouncing around like a basketball down on the end. That ain't no fun. I always like to have some stopping distance, you know. But you know, if you went in the sixes, you know. If you're running 620s and below, you'll be okay. But if you're running 580s on an 8-mile track in Virginia, you're in trouble.
You're in trouble, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All but Richmond, like I said, all but Richmond and Virginia Motorsport Park down here in Denver City. You know, you're in trouble because and we got a few tracks. There's a lot of tracks, but you know, I'm gonna tell you, man. I don't mind racing, but I'm not gonna put my life in danger just to race.
Right. You're exactly right about that.
Hey, Raylan.
Yeah, go ahead.
Raylan. Hey, once you get hooked up, you got to put a couple pictures of your old Camaro on the DMV website so we can show everybody how you used to ride, all right?
Yeah, because I have a variety, man. I have a collection of, man, all the guys in Chicago know, man. Man, I got so many pictures, man. That's what I do, man. I got,
right.
You know what, I got to host the show next week. I just checked in on one of the shows around here, a guy named Big Sham around here. I listened
right.
in on this show a little bit earlier, and next week's topic is the history of street racing, just about where do you think it started at? Who did anybody know? And my name started flying. I was listening in all the time, and I let them know our host, and I'll take them back for a ride, a serious, true ride. Yeah, I'm taking them back to the 70s, like early 70s, following my dad around street racing. And these guys, they fabricated it off, man. They can't wait till next week.
Family, yeah. We might have to listen in, all of us, to get some of your history. So.
Yeah, it's some history. I told them, can't nobody touch me. I don't think drag can touch me, and that's the only one that can roll with me back in the history of street racing.
Mm.
Out of all these guys in Chicago, and it's a bunch of them, they on the line, man. They got a topic going next week, and I'm gonna really take them where they need to be. They want me to host the show.
All right.
Okay. Well,
now,
I see a picture. I see a picture of a man in a bad boy Corvette on here. Bad boy Corvette. So I know this must be Raylo Riley Sr.
Yep, that be me. That's my buddy's top sportsman top sportsman vet. He out of Arizona, Clyde Williams.
Okay, yeah, I see a nice car too, man.
Clyde, but did he used to run RHRA top sportsman with that car?
No, he ran a lot of NHRA. Matter of fact, he did real good, not this year, last year at the Phoenix Nationals. He went to the semis. He's been having a little trouble with the car, but he did do good last year at the Phoenix Nationals, the NHRA race. Mm. He hasn't done too much top sports, IHRA, because he's from down on the West Coast.
Mm.
We used to live here. He's from Chicago, but he moved to the West Coast. Down there hanging out with him down at the Vegas, one of the Vegas national opens, hanging out with him down there. Yeah, I will get some pictures up there. You say on the DMV, you got the DMV.
Well,
you
know, yeah, I'm about to. Yeah, when you accept my request, then I'll add you to the page.
Okay.
Hey, Monster Jones, I got to give you some, you know what, I got to show you some love, man, because you did something today that, you know, this is, I'm going to give y'all some history on me. See, grudge racing, I've only been in this for maybe like 2 or 3 years, trying to promote it maybe a year, but, you know, my dad started me out when I was 10, 9, but somebody did something today that touched me, because what I do, I'm a teacher. And I'm there for the kids. So I got to show some respect to a man named Monster Jones for giving back with the toy drive that Metro Area Grudge did today. I see a big box of toys given from Monster Jones' family. So, Monster Jones, I just want to give you, you know, I just want to say thank you, man. That's it shows me that you're not, you know, that you're not just there to support the racers and the grudge racers, but you giving back to the kids too, man. I just got to show some love on that, man.
Well, you got to remember, JB, for me as a kid, my mom, she struggled, you know. And my story is like a lot of people, you know. Me and Carlos talked about this about a week ago. My Uncle Butch, a lot of the guys around here didn't understand him because he was old school. You know, he didn't do a lot of talking. He did a lot of racing. And Uncle Butch, even though we didn't have a lot, you know, and that's why I like big trucks, he had a dump truck, and that dump truck paid for all his whole family. He took care of us. You know what I'm saying? And he always told me, he said, baby, I know you don't understand the reason why I'm pushing you and I'm hard on you. He said, but when I close my eyes and you understand that God makes a way if you try, he said, I'm not saying you got to be perfect. He said, you just got to try, and you got to remember that the kids are the most important thing that you could ever take care of. You know, and that's one thing I got to give Larry T a lot of credit about. A lot of people didn't know, but Larry T took care of those kids in D.C. you know, and I always respected that. You know, he sponsored two basketball teams, and one of them went to the state, to the U.S. United States National Championship in Florida, you know, and I was like, wow, man. You know, and that was one of the things I always said that we always did. We looked out for those kids, you know, and my wife told me today, and brother-in-law, got to give him big props, that Charlie Brown Racing, when I told him what Collis and them, you guys were doing, and they told me, they said, look, you go get anything you want. I said, okay, you shouldn't have gave me your checkbook. You hear me? Goddamn, the lady in the place was laughing, Collis, we run out of room. I told Collis we run out of room in the back, you know, because, you know, those kids, man, with the world going the way it is, you know, that's nothing what we do, you know, because they get up every day and they got to figure out how they're going to survive. And if we give them some kind of dream, like Martin Luther King gave to us, just one thing to dream about, you know, and JB, tonight, it meant a lot to me when you said, you know, everybody's got to put aside their differences and they got to do what's best for the area, you know? And I just want to say, man, that meant a lot to hear you say that, you know, because everybody's important, because somebody was talking about the two races were on the same date and you clarified why that happened. And that's the thing you got to do. You got to, if something happened and it's a mistake, then we all got to work through it and make it better. So, you know, those kids, man, I wanted to play with some of them toys, Jamie. What the hell are you talking about?
Hey, listen, I'm just going to let you know something is going on with Blog Talk, so if I lose you or we drop, I'm just giving you a heads up. I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk right now, but they must be experiencing technical difficulties. So if the show drops, you know, I'm just giving you all a heads up.
Okay.
But
I'm working on my team now to go back up there. I'm gonna light Collis and them ass up. You hear me? They ain't getting
I hear
up.
That.
I'm pulling my team over there, and they're gonna play basketball with them. They in trouble now. I'm telling
hey,
you.
Hey Raylo, I got something for you one night. I'm gonna get with you because I got a guy, you know, they still, I mean, that's not, I guess you can say it's not true street racing, but it's good enough for me. One of the guys from Texas, from the Street Outlaws scene, he's going to get on one of these upcoming weeks, and, man, we're going to get all of the street races on here for a night of, we're going to go back, and we're going to come to what we have now. And we're going to get all those guys on the show, and we're just going to call that, you know, we can call it a night to remember. Because, I mean, you can go back to when, I mean, I was young. My dad was running a Nova on the street on some, what, M&Hs. So, I mean, we're going to take it back to then, and we're going to take it, you know, we're going to give a little session up to the boys now, your boys that's running now. So I'm just giving you a heads up on that, man. I talked to Big Baller, who is from Texas, who runs on the Street Outlaws scene, and we're going to have him on one night, and we're just going to give that show up to the street racers.
Okay, sounds cool. I'll make sure y'all stay tuned in.
Okay, yeah. The thing is, a man asked me, he said, are you just limiting this show to grudge racing? I said, no. It is racing, period. A man asked me the other day, Monster, why don't we look out for imports? Hey, if you got an import and you listening to this show, any show we do, if you want to get in on a grudge race, you're more than welcome. More than welcome. We don't turn nothing down. And I'm gonna say something else. The bike scene next year is going to be huge. I'm just going to let you know a lot of the boys are already talking about the bike scene, so get ready. Bikes, imports, cars, four-wheelers, it don't really matter.
Right.
Why? Because we love racing. We don't give a damn what kind it is.
No, racing is racing, so.
That's pretty much me, man. I keep up with it. Pretty much IHRA, NHRA,